Good evening, everyone. Just on behalf of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church, we welcome you all to our annual carol service with us here this Lord's Day evening. And we're going to commence by singing the first carol in our order of service. A very well-known one is hymn number 79 in our own hymn book. Well, come all ye faithful, joyfully, triumphant, to Bethlehem hasten now with glad accord. Lo, in a manger lies the King of Angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. The hymn number 79, the first carol in our order service, standing as we sing. And let us each one sing it out with all of our hearts. Let us stand as we sing. Just unite our hearts together in a word of prayer. Let us just look to the Lord and pray for God's blessing and help in our meeting tonight. Let us all pray. Our loving God, our gracious Father in heaven, we do come before Thee tonight in the Saviour's precious and worthy name, in the name of Thine only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came into this world, who loved us, who gave Himself a ransom for our sins upon the cross, who died the just for us, the unjust, that He might bring us to God. And Father, as we come to Thee tonight, we praise Thee and we thank Thee for the incarnation of Christ. We thank Thee for His birth in Bethlehem. We thank Thee for His perfect life, that life that was without spot, without sin. We thank Thee for His atoning death and sacrifice. And we thank that Jesus Christ rose again the third day, and that He is alive forevermore. And O God, as we come before Thee, we thank Thee for all Thy blessings and Thy goodness to us throughout today already. And Lord, we just look afresh to Thee tonight for Thy blessing and for Thy help upon this meeting tonight. We do thank Thee, O God, for each and every one that has been able to gather with us tonight. And Lord, as our faces would differ, so do our needs. Lord, come by Thy Spirit and by Thy grace and power and meet us tonight at the very point of our need. We thank Thee for all the boys and girls and young people with us here tonight from our Sunday school and our youth fellowship. We pray especially tonight that Thou would bless them, that Thou would help them as they would take part in the meeting. May they know the help and the blessing of the Lord. And Father, we pray that in turn that Thou wilt make them a great blessing to our hearts and through their ministry tonight. Lord, we pray that in everything that is said and done tonight, that the Lord Jesus Christ would be honored and glorified. And that, Lord, Thou would just even speak through Thy precious word. We thank Thee for all in our gathering tonight who has trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, who knows Him tonight as Lord. Lord, bless Your people and lead them on with Thyself. But Lord, for any with us tonight, be the old or be the young, and as yet they've never put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, Father, our prayer is that even tonight that they might come and trust in whom to know is life eternal and receive that wonderful gift, that eternal gift of Thy so great salvation. Meet the need of every heart and life. Remember, Lord, those that are unable to join with us tonight, some because of age and sickness and infirmity, are unable to be with us, Lord. Bless them. Minister to them. Remember others that have suffered loss in recent times. Comfort their hearts. And Lord, wherever Thy word is faithfully preached and proclaimed tonight, right across our land and across our nation, we pray that Thou would bless it. And even at this time of the year, when we remember the advent of Christ, the coming of Christ into this world, we pray that even many might seek Him. Even, Lord, as those shepherds did so many years ago, and as the wise men came to the Lord Jesus, we pray that even here, there, and yonder, across our land tonight, that there'll be those who will come unto Christ and trust Him as their own and personal Savior. Bless us now, we pray. Pour out Thy Holy Spirit upon us and glorify Thy name and do every heart much good. For we do pray and we do ask all these things for Jesus' sake and for Thine honor and glory we pray. Amen. Amen. We're going to make a wee start just to our program tonight. And it's good to see all the boys and girls and young people with us here this evening from our Sunday school and youth fellowship. We welcome you especially. We pray the Lord will bless you tonight as you do take part. Now, we're going to have a first of our Bible readings from Chloe Porter regarding Christ, the light of the world. Chloe, thank you.
John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Thank you, Chloe. The stage now, we're going to ask the Sunday school to come to the front and to sing that well-known carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. Thank you, boys and girls and young people, for singing that lovely old carol so well. We're going to have our second Bible reading tonight concerning the incarnation of the light. And Ethan Scott now is going to come and read for us, please.
The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 7, The word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and the nations shall flow onto it. And many shall go and say, Come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the of God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and they shall walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge many nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, and the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east, and their soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves in the children of strangers. Their land is also filled with silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. The land is also filled with horses, neither is there any end to their chariots. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a child is given. He shall be the government, shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Thank you to Ethan for reading that passage of Scripture. What a blessing it is about Christ coming into this world. We're going to have now flute instrumental by Miss Julia Muir, member of our Sunday School and Youth Fellowship. Please, thank you. Thank you to Julia for playing that piece so well. And that's the great message of the gospel, joy to the world, that Christ has come. We're going to have our third Bible reading now this evening regarding the shepherds who see the light of Christ. And this is by Miss Jessica Foy, member for Sunday School and Youth Fellowship. Also, Jessica, please. Thank you.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Isaiah 40, verse 9. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee.
Thank you very much, Jessica, for reading those verses so well. And how wonderful it is to read in the Scriptures of Christ. My, the Scriptures are full of Christ, from Genesis right through to Revelation. Now, at this stage of our service tonight, I want to just reiterate again those words of welcome to all tonight, young and old alike, and family members and friends and loved ones who have gathered with us here for our annual carol service in Bethel Free Church. We welcome you in the Lord's great name. It's good to see all who have gathered here this evening. We pray God will richly bless you. And if you're a child of God, may you be greatly encouraged and blessed and led on with the Lord, your God and Saviour. Indeed, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you don't know the Lord as Saviour, our prayer is that even tonight you'll come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Saviour. We do welcome also those who are joining with us online. We thank you for joining with us as well. And we pray God will bless you tonight through His Word and meet you at the very point of your need. I'd like to thank the Sunday School and Youth Fellowship for all their help and preparation tonight. They'll be taking part later on again in the service. And a special word of thanks as well to our Sunday School Superintendent, Mr. Ian Moore, and then all the teachers, Caroline, Laura, and Richard, and Bethany. Want to thank all the members of the Sabbath School who give of their time week by week, and we pray the Lord will richly bless them and encourage them in the work of the Sunday School. And again, as we've mentioned this morning, Sunday School is now off for a fortnight, but if there's any children in your family or in your family circle and they don't go to Sunday School, well, do let us know, speak to our superintendent. We'll be glad to have them even to come to the Sabbath School in the new year to be taught the things of God. So do remember that, please. Immediately after the service tonight, there's supper for all. So we don't want you going away. The ladies have prepared sumptuously. And there's plenty out there in the kitchen. As the saying goes, there's enough to feed the 5,000. So stay behind for a wee cup of tea and fellowship. And we again want to thank the ladies for their labour of love in this respect. Just some announcements in connection with our church here in the incoming week. Tuesday night here in the church, 8 p.m, is our midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. We belong to take that meeting and all are welcome. And that will be followed at 9:30 by a meeting of the church session. Next Lord's Day, that's the 25th of December, Christmas Day also. The morning service will be earlier. Do note the early time of 11:30, half an hour earlier than the normal time. So do note the change. 11:30, the time of prayer beforehand, will be at 11 a.m. And then the evening gospel service will be at 7 p.m., preceded by the season of prayer at 6:30. We'll be along, God willing, to bring God's Word at both those services. And we trust you'll be able to join with us next Lord's Day. That's in the morning, 11:30 a.m. And then the evening gospel service at 7 p.m. Just in the week between the Christmas and the New Year, there'll be no midweek prayer meeting. And then can I also give you an invite to our annual watch night service? And that will be on Saturday night, the 31st of December at 11 p.m. as we end 1 year in the will of the Lord in God's house and begin another year. Just for over an hour or so. Just generally finishes shortly after midnight. But we trust if you're free that night, do come along and join with us no better place to be in the house of God as we end one year and begin another to seek the Lord for His blessing and for His help in the year that follows. Our Lord's Day services on the 1st of January 2023 will be in the morning, 12 noon, the normal time again, and 7 p.m. A word of thanks to all who helped with the calendar distribution, and also for the members of the congregation there. The free will envelopes are available for the new year. And as we mentioned this morning, just on behalf of my wife and family, I'd like to thank you all as a congregation for your prayers, your support and fellowship in the gospel over this past year that's almost gone. And on our behalf of our family, we wish you all a very happy and blessed Christmas and new year in the will of the Lord, that God's richest blessing will be your abundant portion. That's really all by way of necessary announcements. We're going to turn again to our second hymn in our order of service. Another well-known carol. It says, "As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they healed its light, leading onward a beaming bright, so most gracious Lord may we evermore be led to Thee." And that's really the prayer of our heart for each and every one in the meeting tonight, young and old, that our hearts might be led to Christ. We don't take up an offering during the service. The offering plates are at the rear. And this is also hymn number 83 in our hymn book. If you haven't got an order service, you can find the hymn in our hymn book. It's hymn number 83. We'll stand as we sing, as the organist leads us, and let us really sing it out with all of our hearts to the Lord. Stand as we sing. Stage of our service, we're going to ask now our brother Raymond Foy and his wife Jenny, members of our congregation here, to come and sing that lovely piece, "Beautiful Star of Bethlehem." Thank you.
shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise men on their way, on to the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Over the mines until the break of dawn, and into the light of perfect day, it will give light a lovely ray. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, the hope of rest for the redeemed, the good and blessed, yonder in glory when the crown is won. For Jesus is nigh, the star divine, brighter and brighter he will shine. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us thy light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawn. Oh, give us the light to light the way into the land of perfect day. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on.
Thank you to Raymond and Jenny for singing that piece so well, and how good it is to be able to sing together as husband and wife the message of the gospel about Christ and his glory and his goodness to us. We're going to have our fourth Bible reading now tonight by Mr. Harvey Darrow, and this concerns the wise men who are drawn to the light. Harvey, please. Thank you.
Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 11. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor, and shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding joy. And when they were come into his house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2 and 3. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising.
Thank you, Harvey, for doing that reading so well. May God bless that reading to our hearts. We're going to now to have a second flute instrumental from Chloe Porter, and the piece is The First Noel. Thank you, Chloe. Thank you to Chloe for playing that lovely piece. Now we're going to have the Sunday school, and they're going to sing another well-known carol, Away in a Manger Sunday School. Please, thank you. thank you very much, boys and girls and young people, for singing so well. It was beautifully sung. And may the Lord bless you. And we thank you all for coming and taking part tonight. We're going to have Raymond and Jenny again to come and bring their second message in song. Thank you.
Master, Redeemer, Savior of the world, wonderful Counselor, bright morning star, Lily of the valley, Provider and friend, He was yesterday. He'll be tomorrow, beginning and end. But the angel called him Jesus, born of a virgin. Mary called him Jesus, but I call him Lord. Jehovah Messiah, mighty God and King, bread of life, lasting word of love that I sing. Light and darkness, door to heaven, my home in the sky. The fountain of living water that never shall run dry. But the angel called him Jesus, born of a virgin. Mary called him Jesus, but I call him Lord. But the angel calls him Jesus, born of a virgin. Mary called him Jesus, but I call him Lord.
Thank you to Raymond and Jenny for singing that piece. May God bless it to our hearts. And oh, may it be so with each and every one of us tonight that Christ Jesus is Lord and King of our lives. We're going to have now the final Bible reading this evening from Miss Zara Lindsay, a member of our Sunday School and Youth Fellowship. Zara, please. Thank you.
Isaiah 30, verses 19 to 26. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. The oxen likewise, and the youth asses that ear the ground, shall eat clean provender, which hath been winnowed with shovel and with the fan. And there shall be upon every high mountain, and upon every high hill, rivers and streams of water in the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people, and healeth the stroke of their wound.
Thank you, Zara, for reading that passage of Scripture so well, and may God bless His precious word to our heart tonight and all the Scripture readings. We're going to have now the final piece in our program tonight. It's a piano instrumental from Anna Moore, former member for Sunday School and Youth Fellowship. We welcome her back. It's nice to have her with us over the Christmas season. Thank you, Anna.
Thank you.
Thank you to Anna for playing those pieces so well. I want to thank everyone tonight who has taken part from our Sunday school, youth fellowship, and we pray the Lord will richly bless you and Raymond and Jenny as well for singing. Now, before we just come to God's word, perhaps we could maybe just stand our feet for a short word of prayer, just to change our position, please. We'll stand just for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, for Thy presence with us already tonight, and for all the children and young people who have taken part for the messages and song, and how through the Word of God and through all that has been said and done, we've been made to consider Christ, the coming of Christ into this world, the Saviour of sinners. Lord, as we turn now to Thy Word, even in the moments that are left, we pray that Thou will just draw near and give help, apply and Thy Word to every heart and soul as Thou would see the need in our gathering tonight. And Father, our prayer is that even some soul or souls in this gathering this evening would know what it is to put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Bless us now, we pray, undertake in the remaining parts of this meeting. We ask all these things for Jesus' sake and glory. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. If you have your Bible with you tonight, I would ask you to turn, please, in God's Word to Matthew's Gospel and to the chapter number 1. We're turning just for our Bible reading to Matthew's Gospel and the chapter number 1. And there's just one verse in this chapter that I want to read with you. And it is the verse number 21. Matthew chapter 1 and the verse number 21. It says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Now, for many, Christmas means being busy at their workplace, the place of employment. For others, it is a time of family gatherings with family members and loved ones come together. It is for others a time of giving gifts. And sadly, also for others in society, it is a time just only of feasting and reveling. Well, for many within the Church of Christ, Christmas is also a time of celebration. And a time of thanksgiving to God and remembrance for the birth and for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ to this world, the greatest gift of all. And that great event has really been the theme of our meeting tonight thus far. It has been the theme of our Bible readings, the singing of God's praises in the carols and in the messages and song. And again, in our final verse here, Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it centers also upon this same great event. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, it relates to that time just prior to the birth of Jesus Christ. And this verse is really part of the angel's conversation with Joseph, who was to be Mary's husband. And while the angel announces to Joseph the naming of the child, it says in verse 21, and here the angel is speaking to Joseph, and he says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And we see further on down the chapter how Joseph agrees to this command, for verse 24 says, "And Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him." And my Joseph's obedience in this matter is a worthy example for every Christian to follow, because likewise every Christian also is to be obedient to the Word of God and the will of God for their life. Now tonight, as we would look just at this announcement of the angel to Joseph in this verse, there are three things just I want to set before you briefly and simply tonight. You'll notice first of all here we have the announcement of a special person, the announcement of a special person. It says there in our verse, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus." Here we see how this very special person is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And dear friends, his birth was unique, for he was the Son of God. You'll notice there carefully the words that the angel uses in verse 21. He says of Mary, "And she shall bring forth a son." Before his birth at Bethlehem, Christ was the eternal Son of God in heaven. And being the Son of God, Christ was miraculously conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary by the Holy Ghost. And you see that in the verse prior to this, in verse 20. It says there, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." And if you go down to verse 23 of the chapter, there you'll see how the same child is called also Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. You see, the baby Jesus who was born in Bethlehem, he was God incarnate. He was God manifest in the flesh. The Bible says, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness, God was manifest in the flesh." You think of the words of Charles Wesley in that well-known Christmas hymn, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing," speaking of Christ in that great hymn. He says these words, he says, "Veiled in flesh the Godhead see, heal the incarnate deity." And by this fact that the child Jesus was God's Son, it meant that he was born into this world without sin. You see, as God was his Father, he had no sin. He could do no sin. Yes, the character of the Lord Jesus Christ was impeccable. The Bible speaks to you and I of the Lord Jesus and says, he knew no sin, he did no sin, he was harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Over in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, there again you have the angel of the Lord speaking to Mary about the baby Jesus. This is what the angel says in verse 35 of that chapter. He says, "That holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." And there the angel tells us how Christ was holy, and being holy, he was perfectly without sin. Thus, dear friends, tonight, whenever we think about this, we can say that the baby Jesus was completely different, completely opposite to you and I, and to all the rest of mankind in this world and in the scene of time. You see, because of Adam and Eve's fall in the Garden of Eden, each and every one of us have been born into this world with a sinful heart and a sinful nature. The Bible says if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And our sin, it grieves God. Our sin, it separates us from God. Our sin, it robs us of hope. It robs us of the blessing of God. And it condemns us, each one, to a lost eternity in hell itself after this life, because the Bible declares the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Oh, friend, tonight, as you would consider the birth of Christ and think of his coming into this world at this part of the year, oh, see one, yes, who was the Son of God. And being the Son of God, he is vastly different, completely different from you and I and from all mankind, because the Lord Jesus Christ was without fault, without blemish. He was without sin. The Bible describes him as the altogether lovely one. Oh yes, here we have in our text the announcement of a special person. Notice something else here in our verse this evening. We also have the announcement of a special purpose. What is that purpose? Well, it is declared in our text here by the angel to Joseph. It says of Jesus Christ, he shall save his people from their sins. You think of that name Jesus in itself. That name Jesus literally means Savior. And here we see God's mercy to this old sinful world. The Bible says the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Christ Jesus came into this world to save us from our sins. What a blessing it is to be saved. No greater blessing than to have the blessing of God's salvation. To be saved means deliverance from the misery of our sin in this life. It means to be delivered from the penalty of our sin after this life. This salvation to be saved means the pardon, the forgiveness of all of our sins. It means a right relationship with God, grace to live the Christian life, deliverance from the wrath to come in a lost eternity. And it means the certainty, the blessed assurance of eternal life, everlasting life and a home in heaven after we leave this world, after you and I leave this scene of time. What a blessing it is tonight to be saved. Tell me, friend, have you that blessing in your heart tonight? The greatest of all blessings. Can you say yes? Praise God, I'm saved. Saved through God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever Paul was speaking to us about the Lord Jesus Christ in a sermon to the people of Antioch, he said, "Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins." Think again of the words of Christ in John 14. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Those words, yes, they show you and I how it is true the Lord Jesus Christ, that each and every one of us, even in this gathering tonight, that we can know our sins forgiven, all our sins forgiven. And praise God, we can be sure of heaven one day. Oh, this is why the hymn writer could pen those great words and say, "Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there." And to be saved, it means to be fitted for heaven, to live with the Lord forever and ever in heaven itself. Our text says of the Lord Jesus, "He shall save his people from their sins." That speaks of deliverance from the power of sin and the dominion of sin. Christ breaks the fetters of sin in a person's life. And the Lord Jesus Christ, He made this way of salvation for us. He provided it for us by His death. Yes, He came to this world. He was born in Bethlehem. But there's a great purpose in it all. He would one day go to the cross of Calvary after 33 years here upon this earth and die upon the cross of Calvary as a sacrifice for our sins. And He would shed His blood as a ransom to God for our sins. The Bible says of the Lord Jesus Christ, "But now once in the end of the world, if He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself, by His shed blood, He paid in full to God the ransom price that was required, that was demanded, that was needed to purchase salvation for sinners like you and like me in this meeting tonight." And friend, it is Christ alone who can save you from your sins. You look at our verse tonight, no one else is mentioned here apart from Christ. It says, "And thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins." Christ is the only Savior. He is the only way of salvation. The Bible speaks of the Lord Jesus and says, "Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved." My, there's no mention made here in this verse of the Virgin Mary as being a way of salvation. Her name is not mentioned here as that. There's no mention here made of the church as being a way of salvation. There is no mention made here of our own self-righteousness or our money or anything of man's devising as being a way of salvation. The only Savior that is mentioned here is Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God. Oh, that is why the angel could say to the shepherds on the Judean hills when Christ came into this world, they said those tremendous words, "For unto you is born this day in a city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." He has come. He was born in Bethlehem and He came to be our Savior. Tell me tonight, is He your Savior in our service? Yes, we have here a special person, a special purpose. Notice one final thought here in our verse this evening. We have the announcement of a special people. For it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call His name Jesus. For He shall save His people from their sins." His people, who are they? His people are all those who are saved. Yes, all those who have repented of their sins, who are trusting in Christ, who have put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ and in His sacrifice alone for their salvation. The Lord Jesus Christ emphasized this very fact in His public ministry when He said, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." He says, "He that believeth on me hath everlasting life." And that is how it was with Mary. Mary that we read about in the Scriptures, who carried the baby Jesus when He was conceived miraculously in her womb by the Virgin Mary. "My, she spoke of Christ." And Luke chapter 1 verse 47. And this is what she said. She said, "My spirit have rejoiced in God my Savior." Mary knew Christ as her Savior. She put her faith, her trust in Jesus Christ as her Savior and Lord. Again, that is how it was with Simeon. When he saw the Christ child, he said these words. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, he said, "For mine eyes have seen thy salvation." He knew Christ as a Savior. He trusted Him to be a Savior. Friend, tonight let me ask you the question. Is this how it is with you in our meeting tonight? Have you repented of your sins? Are you trusting tonight in Christ as Savior? Are you resting alone upon the atoning sacrifice and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation and the cleansing away of your sin? These are vital questions. These are important questions. These are the most important questions that you can ever consider in your life as an individual. Let me say this, if your sins are to be all forgiven, if you are to be right with God and sure of heaven when you come to die and leave this world and leave this scene of time, if you're to be ready for the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ, then now in time you must repent of your sins and put your faith, put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. The angel of the Lord spoke to the shepherds and said, "Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." In other words, for all people, all the peoples of this earth. Yes, the good and the glad and the glorious tidings of the gospel is this, that whoever you are in the meeting tonight, whatever your background is, praise God, you can be saved. Praise God, you can know your sins forgiven and be sure of heaven if you put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ alone to be your Savior. The Bible says, whosoever, and praise God for that word, whosoever. It includes every one of us in the meeting tonight, young and old alike. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says in the book of Amos, "Seek ye the Lord and ye shall live." Praise God, if you seek the Lord and you put your faith and trust in Him, you will have life abundant, life eternal, and a home in heaven. Oh, if you're not saved tonight, I urge you to come by faith to Christ, to trust Him as your own and personal Savior. And praise God, you will receive the greatest gift of all, no greater gift than the gift of God's so great salvation. Oh, tonight may the prayer of your heart be, "Come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for Thee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. Thy cross is my only plea." Oh, think tonight upon this little verse. "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Oh, if you're not saved tonight, I encourage you, I invite you to Christ. Come and put your faith and trust in Him, whom to know is life eternal. We're going to close our meeting tonight by singing together the hymn number 85. It's not in our order of service, but you'll find it in the hymn book just in the pew in front of you. Hymn number 485, hymn number 85, on the page number 210. Another lovely old hymn about the coming of Christ into this world and the whole purpose of His incarnation. It says, "Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me, but in Bethlehem's home was there found no room for thy holy nativity. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. Oh, that you would make room tonight in your heart for Christ, and that you would know him and trust him as your Savior and serve him as Lord. Hymn number 85, we'll stand as we sing. Just close our meeting with a word of prayer and also give thanks for the supper. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, oh, that tonight you'd come and put your faith and trust in the Lord. If I can be of any help to you after the meeting, I'd be no hurry away. Only too glad to open up the scriptures with you and point you to Jesus alone, who's mighty, able, and willing to save. We'd encourage as many as possible to stay behind. I'd be going to the door after the closing prayer. If you cannot stay, we'll be there to greet you. But we encourage as many as possible just to remain behind for a cup of tea and fellowship together. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee, Lord, tonight for Thy presence with us here. And we thank Thee for help given to all who have taken part tonight. And we thank Thee for the Lord Jesus Christ and for this glorious message that Thou shalt call His name Jesus, that He shall save His people from their sins. We thank Thee for every boy and girl and young person, an older person in our meeting who has trusted the Lord, who can look forward to heaven, and who knows the Lord personally as their Savior. We pray that Thou would bless them and lead them on in their Christian life and in their walk with God, But Lord, for any young or old tonight and as yet they've never trusted the Lord as Savior, we pray that even tonight that their heart's door would be swung open, that there'd be that coming to the Lord, that seeking of the Lord, and that calling upon the Lord for salvation. We thank Thee that Jesus has promised, Him that cometh to Me, I will in no wise cast out. Lord, we just pray for Thy blessing upon us all as families, even over this holiday season. And as we would meet together with family members and friends and loved ones in our homes, we pray that we'll know the presence of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord. And that even at this time would ever keep before us that glorious hope that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, we pray. Lord, we give Thee thanks now for the food that has been provided. Bless the hands that have prepared it. Bless it to our bodily needs and our bodies in Thy service. And help us to be mindful of others in need as well. And then later on, take us to our homes in safety. And give us traveling mercies. For we pray and we ask all these things for Jesus' sake and for Thine honor and glory and praise. Amen.